David Beckham. David Beckham is one of the best and most famous football players in the world. His great talent on the field is certainly a major reason for his popularity. But other things about him also contribute to his fame. He is very good looking, and he is married to Victoria Adams, Posh Spice of the Spice Girls. Posh and Beck's are one of the most popular couples in Britain, and they live in a dream home. Their home has got a nickname, Beckingham Palace, from Buckingham Palace, Queen Elizabeth's home in London. At the moment, however, the Beckhams are planning to move to a luxurious new home. Most people only dream about having fame and lots of money, but David Beckham has got both. He's rich and famous. He's got a beautiful wife and two sons, and he does what he most wanted to do when he was a little boy. He plays for his favourite football team, Manchester United. David Robert Joseph Beckham was born on May the 2nd, 1975, in Leytonstone, London. His father, Ted, worked for a gas company, and his mother, Sandra, was a hairdresser. David was the second child in the family and the only son. He's got two sisters, an older sister, Lynn, and a younger sister, Joanne. When he was a boy, Ted Beckham wanted to be a professional football player, but he never got the opportunity to become one. Instead, he passed his dream and his passion for United to his son. At the age of five, David joined a youth football league. He was such a big fan of United that he wore the team's shirt for football practice. It was obvious even then that David Beckham was a very talented football player. Between the ages of 5 and 8, he scored 100 goals for his team. When David was 11, he won Bobby Charlton's Soccer Skills Tournament with the highest score ever. This early triumph was especially memorable for him because the tournament took place at Old Trafford, United Stadium in Manchester. David was a good scorer and an excellent passer, and he practiced constantly to improve his game. On July the 8th, 1991, when David was 16, he joined United's Youth League team. Youth teams are semi-professional, and the clubs use them to train possible future players. When David learned that United wanted him, he was so happy that he cried. In September 1992, the 17-year-old David made his debut in United's first team in a match against Brighton. It was one of the best days of Beckham's young life. Then, 4 months later, David finally became a professional United player. His debut in the Champions League was a memorable night for David. United won 4-0, and David also scored the second goal of the match. David was now a professional footballer and played for his favourite team. But his dream still wasn't complete. He wanted to have a permanent position in the first team and to start in every match. This happened on April the 2nd, 1995, when he made his Premier League debut in a match against Leeds United. The following season, David began to play more for the first team. That season, United won the English Premier League and the English Football Association, FA, Cup. It was a marvellous year for David and the club. The following season, David finally became a regular player for United and played as a right midfielder in the club's first team. People soon noticed that he was a possible future star. In United's first match of the season against Wimbledon, David scored a spectacular goal with a shot from inside his own half. This is David's favourite goal of his career, and his father keeps the boots from that match in his house. As the season progressed, David continued to score spectacular goals, and his reputation grew. He wasn't as fast as some other players, but he had other talents, and these talents made him a star on the field. His accurate passes and crosses made him a very dangerous and effective player. In November 1996, David saw a Spice Girls video for the first time. He pointed to Victoria Adams and said to his best friend and teammate, Gary Neville, "That's the girl for me, and I'm going to get her." "It was her eyes, her face," he explained in a later interview. "I was sure from the video that she was the girl for me." David got the opportunity to meet Victoria Adams later in the season. Victoria found him attractive too and went to see him play against Chelsea. They saw each other in the United players' room after the match, but David, a very shy young man, didn't talk to her. The next time that Victoria saw David in the players' room after a match, she walked directly to him and congratulated him on his game. "She smiled at me," said David, "and I thought, everything will be okay." They tried to keep their romance secret, but 8 months later, someone saw Victoria as she left David's house. The newspapers almost paid more attention to the romance than to David's game. "It gets on our nerves sometimes because we are just normal people," said David. Perhaps all the publicity was one of the reasons why the 1997-98 season was very difficult for David. Many of his goals weren't as spectacular as in previous seasons, but he certainly scored many vital goals at important moments of matches. In the summer of 1998, David went with the England team to the World Cup finals in France. He scored his first international goal against Colombia, but unfortunately, things didn't go well for him after that. England played against Argentina in the second round of the competition. When the second half of the match started, the score was 2-2. The Argentinian captain, Diego Simeone, fouled Beckham and knocked him to the ground. Beckham was angry and instinctively kicked Simeone. The Argentinian player screamed in pain and fell to the ground. The Danish referee, Kim Nielsen, gave Beckham a red card and he was out of the game. Argentina won the match. England were out of the tournament, and Beckham felt responsible for England's defeat. "I apologise to the England players and management, and I want to tell every England fan how sorry I am," he told the press. Many people at the match supported Beckham and understood how he felt. The England manager at the time, Glenn Hoddle, said, "It was not violent conduct, and in my opinion, it didn't deserve more than a yellow card." Even the Brazilian football legend, Pelé, didn't agree with the severe decision. "Nielsen made a mistake," he said. "In my opinion, he didn't see the incident, and Simeone is a very good actor." Unfortunately, the England fans and most of the press didn't forgive Beckham for England's exit from the World Cup. A group of football fans even tried to kill him. After that, Beckham came to pre-season training with a police escort. When the 1998-99 season started, spectators everywhere in England shouted insults at him, except at Old Trafford. Beckham tried to ignore the insults and just play football. In March 1999, United played Inter Milan in the Champions League. Diego Simeone now played for Inter Milan. It was Beckham and Simeone's first game together since the red card incident at the World Cup. A few days before the match, Simeone told an Italian sports magazine, "In reality, it was not a violent kick. I was clever and fell to the ground, and the referee believed me." Beckham played much better than Simeone, and his excellent passes were responsible for United's 2-0 win. After the match, The two players exchanged shirts, and it was obvious that there wasn't tension between them anymore. The following day, the press finally forgave Beckham. Some headlines said, "Beckham's Glory Night," and "Beckham Shows Who's Boss." In one article, United manager Sir Alex Ferguson said, "He's the best crosser of a ball in Europe." But on March the 4th, 1999, something much more important happened. Victoria had a baby. Victoria was in a shop in London with her mother when she felt it was time for the baby to come, although it was a week early. They went quickly to the hospital, and 4 hours later, David and Victoria became the proud parents of a baby boy. David excitedly told reporters and fans, "We always wanted a baby. Victoria is sitting in bed, drinking champagne and talking to the other Spice Girls." They called the baby Brooklyn because they were in Brooklyn, New York, when they discovered that Victoria was pregnant. When Victoria left the hospital with Brooklyn, she told reporters, "The baby is beautiful. He's got my nose and David's legs." David adored Brooklyn. He put a tattoo with his son's name on his back. He wrote Brooklyn on every pair of his football boots. When Brooklyn was almost 1 year old, he became ill, and it was difficult for him to breathe. Victoria wasn't at home, and David had training for an important match, but he decided to stay at home with his son. When David came to training the next day, Alex Ferguson, the manager, was furious. He shouted at David in front of everyone and sent him home. "Will Beckham leave United? Is being a father more important than being a player?" the press asked. But Beckham didn't leave, and at the end of the season, Ferguson said, "David's form is great." The year 1999 was a very good one for Beckham. United won 4 titles, the Premier League, the FA Cup, the Intercontinental Cup, and the Champions League for the first time in 31 years. Many people considered David Beckham to be the inspiration and team leader in all these important achievements. David and Victoria celebrated the end of the season with their marriage. The wedding was on July the 4th at Luttrell's Town Castle, just outside Dublin in Ireland. More than 200 people came, including all the United team. David didn't want photographers at the wedding, and he allowed only one British magazine to send reporters. The magazine paid £1 million for the opportunity to tell the world about the wedding of the year. After the celebration, the Beckhams went to the Caribbean for a romantic honeymoon. But being a famous professional football star isn't always easy. During the honeymoon, United went to Australia to play some friendly matches. But the Australians wanted to see David Beckham play. Without David, the Australian promoters wanted to pay only half of the promised £1.5 million. So David sadly left his wife and baby and joined his team. After the matches, however, the Australian promoters offered him another honeymoon. Then, in January 2000, Brooklyn and Victoria were the targets of kidnappers. Fortunately, the police discovered the plot, but they never caught the kidnappers. After this incident, the Beckhams decided to employ a bodyguard to protect Brooklyn. During the 1999-2000 season, Beckham played inspired, brilliant football. He led his team to its 6th Premier League championship in 8 seasons. David also had fewer problems with the constant attention from the press. On November the 16th, 2000, Peter Taylor, the England manager at the time, made Beckham the captain of the team for its friendly match against Italy. England lost the match, but Beckham won a lot of respect. During the match, he and Italian player Gennaro Gattuso tried to get to the ball. Gattuso hit Beckham, but Beckham ignored him and walked away. Peter Taylor was very happy with Beckham's mature reaction. The press also admired Beckham's mature conduct. 2 days later, Beckham proved again that it was possible for him to control his anger. During a match between Manchester United and their rivals, Manchester City, Beckham scored the only goal of the game. But more importantly, David didn't get angry when the City fans threw coins at him whenever he took a corner kick in the first half. "A few people threw coins," he said, "but the best thing was that they were all £1 coins. I put them all in a corner of the field." When the England team captain, Tony Adams, retired, nobody was surprised when the new manager, Sven-Goran Eriksson, chose Beckham to be captain. Beckham took his new responsibility seriously. "I will captain by example," he said. In August, Beckham got an injury in a match against Aston Villa. Football fans in England were worried because there was a match between the national team and Germany less than a week later. In their opinion, Beckham's participation was essential for a victory. Germany's win against England in Wembley Stadium 11 months before was a bad memory for the English. Now the English wanted their revenge in Germany. Beckham still had problems with his injury, but he played against Germany and led England to a fantastic 5-1 victory. With only 15 minutes remaining in the match, the score was already 5-1 for England, and the coach wanted to replace Beckham. Beckham refused, because in his opinion, a captain's place was with his players. His teammates were proud of their captain. "I admire David as captain," said Liverpool player Steven Gerrard. "He leads by example and always plays well. All the players love him." In October 2001, at his home stadium, Old Trafford, Beckham showed again that he was an excellent captain. England played a very important World Cup qualifying match against Greece. England needed a win or at least a draw to qualify for the 2002 World Cup finals. 3 minutes into extra time, the score was 2-1 for Greece. Then England got a free kick, and Beckham scored a goal from 25 metres. Beckham inspired the team to fight until the last second, and England got a dramatic 2-2 draw and a place in the World Cup finals. "Beckham worked really, really hard to win this game," said manager Eriksson. "We saw once again that this is a really big player, but also a really big captain." The England fans were delighted and celebrated for days. Even Prime Minister Tony Blair listened to the last 10 minutes of the match in his official car. When Beckham scored, Blair was so excited that he hit the roof of the car with his hand. The newspapers called Beckham a national hero. The British public now adored David Beckham. That year, Beckham not only received Britain's Sportsman of the Year award from the Sports Writers Association, but also the BBC Sports Personality of the Year award. More than 750,000 people phoned the TV station to vote for him. This was a big personal triumph for David after his humiliating experience 3 years before. "Most of all, I want to thank my wife. She is behind me all the time, and my son watches me in every game," he said when he received the award. He also thanked the England coach, Sven-Goran Eriksson, and the United manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, for their support. Some people were surprised when he said something nice about Sir Alex, because they had problems in their relationship in the past. But David knows that Sir Alex is one of the principal reasons for his success. "He is like a father figure to me," David said. In addition to their interest in sport, the Beckhams also do a lot for charity organisations. They work for the National Autistic Society and they visit children in hospital. These children are ill with cancer. In May 2002, the Beckhams gave a garden party in their home at Beckingham Palace to get money for abused children. When FIFA announced the groups for the first round of the World Cup finals, everybody in England was excited to see that England was in the same group as Argentina. Beckham and the English team finally had the opportunity to get their revenge on Argentina for their defeat against them in the previous World Cup. The match took place in Japan on June the 7th, 2002, at 12:30 p.m. British time. That day, about 6 million England fans didn't go to work. They stayed at home to watch the match on television. This time, the England fans weren't disappointed. There was a penalty against Argentina in the 44th minute of the first half. Beckham took the penalty and scored the only goal of the match. England later lost to Brazil in the quarterfinals. The World Cup also shows David's influence on ordinary people everywhere. After the competition, many Japanese men wanted to copy David's Mohican hairstyle. Every day, several men come to our salon and ask for the Beckham style, said Daisuke Lida, a 25-year-old hairdresser in Tokyo. Girls love Beckham, and men want to copy his hairstyle to impress girls, said another Tokyo hairdresser. The Beckhams have now got a second son, Romeo, born on September the 1st, 2002. Romeo is beautiful, David told reporters outside the hospital. He's got Brooklyn's nose and Victoria's chin. Brooklyn absolutely adores him. And why the unusual name? There's no reason. We love the name, that's all, David said. He's now got a tattoo of Romeo on his back too. David Beckham is still a young man. The future looks very bright for this sports star, one of the best and most talented football players in the world today.